and then whenever you got enough pour in your plate, you stand this little stand up, and the lid would go back down and keep all your trash and everything out of it. Mm-hmm. So that's a molasses stand.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, like a Coke bottle or something, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through
a little funnel. Okay. Really, they call it funnel.
Uh-huh.
I have one now, but I just that forgot.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I don't call the memory now that I have.
Think of the word faucet.
What?
Faucet.
Faucet.
Uh-huh. You familiar with that word?
Yes, I've heard of faucets.
Do you know what it means or what it refers to? Or do you use that word much? Or?
I know what it means, but I just can't express it right now. I just am studying to see just what we use a faucet for. What would you think?
Well,
give me a little idea, or maybe I can.
The way I would use the word, what you would call a hydrant.
Faucet. Uh huh. Uh-huh.
I would call that on a sink. I would call it a faucet.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
But the reason I was wondering is, if someone had told me, I asked them about the funnel, and they said at first they said that was a faucet,
uh-huh.
And then they said it's also called funnel. So I was wondering if you heard the word faucet.
Yeah, I've heard the word faucet all.
Talking about that, the funnel.
Uh huh.
Have you heard it? Or does it?
It don't know on me too much right now.
Yeah.
I've heard faucets and I heard funnels too.
Uh huh. It doesn't matter. I was just curious about that.
Well, I can tell you another time, but right at this minute,
Well, don't worry about it. I was just wondering. Say, if you were driving some horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with
If you're driving them with a harness, you'd hit them with a line.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever you drove horses, you had some kind of line to them to guide them the way you wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
If you was in a wagon, you had wagon lines, and if you was driving them with a plow, you had most of people use rope lines,
uh-huh,
to guide them the way they want to go.
What if you're riding on a horse?
You use a bridle. That's bridle is usually made of leather.
You call that the bridle?
Bridle. Uh-huh. Have bits in their mouth where you can make them go one way or the other.
You say you have lines then?
The lines is to the bits,
uh-huh,
and the bits is to the bridle that go over the head,
uh-huh,
and the lines go back. Whenever you horseback ride, you have to have the lines from the mouth back up to their back where you, if you're in the saddle, you,
uh-huh,
hold to the lines.
Is that ever called anything else, reins or anything?
Yes, called reins, too, bridle reins.
And the thing that your feet are in is called the?
Stirrup.
Okay. And
stirrup, that's right.
Say, if you're riding in a buggy, say, and something you hit your horse with, you
hit
might have a
whip.
Okay.
We always had a. When we got a new buggy, we got a new whip, stood, mm-hmm, up in the front of it.
I see.
It would be up higher than the buggy cover.
Mm-hmm. Did you use the same thing on mules or?
Yes.
Or oxen?
Or any kind. Well, now, I never have rode behind oxen.
Uh-huh.
My daddy, he used to drive oxen when I was real small, and he didn't have any lines.